Tech Webcast,
streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Brain hands? Oh, what funny dude made that intro up. Hi, welcome to Tech Webcast. It's episode 126. We're only 540 episodes away from being the episode of the Beast 666.
Well,
today, we've got Steve all the way over in the US of A, which is America land. Yo, what's up, Steve?
I like turtles.
So do I. And we've got Brad all the way over in Australia. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's up, man?
What do you like?
I like dogs.
Turtles and dogs will not be the theme of today's show. Technology will be. Hi, my name is Dylan Lewis. I've been invited on again, and Brad told me to do the intro. And now the intro's done.
Yes.
Yes!
What's been going on, mate? How's your week been? At Nova.
My week's been... are you asking Steve or me?
No, I'm asking you, Dylan.
And then we'll get to Steve in a minute. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Then we'll ask Steve.
Well, my week at Nova has been amazing. We've been introducing a new idea this week, which has been to play a bunch of old school stuff at 11 o'clock every morning.
Wicked.
on this here Melbourne radio station, which I've been enjoying immensely, even though it's not the kind of old school that I would normally play if I were at home. I'd be going back to like the golden era of hip hop and banging out tunes from Mantronics, early LL Cool J, some very early Beastie Boys perhaps. But we're not playing that on Nova 100.
No, well, you should be. You should be.
I know. Well, I think only you and I would dig that, Brad. I think everyone else would go, man, what's this weird shit you're playing? You need to get Jump by Van Halen on, which we played this morning.
Are you a fan of Van Halen?
No.
No, I'm not.
But while that song was playing, I did turn it up very loud in my studio so my ears were bleeding.
And I
did jump around and I did make the sign of the beast.
Oh, sweet, man. Yeah, because I actually sent you a Facebook the other day. It was the other day or something, the past couple of days. You're posting some videos and stuff. They're pretty good videos.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. That was my old school playlist that I wished I was playing, and they were all from back in the day.
Yeah, sweet. And what about you, Steve? What sort of music do you get into, mate? You get into that sort of stuff, or into old sort of music, or what?
Oh, actually, now that you mention it, Van Halen's probably got to be my all-time favorite band. it's like I've got their first six albums. I like, you know, nearly every song and every album, but mostly the David Lee Roth years, I guess you say.
Cool.
Van Halen are coming to Australia soon to play some gigs at Soundwave.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be large. It's going to be a good festival, I reckon. Soundwave Revolution.
And I take it you'll be covering there, Dylan? You'll be going there, mate?
Yeah, I hope so. There's some pretty crazy old school bands on there.
Interesting. All right, well, what else have we got lined up? We've got some iPad apps. What sort of iPad apps have you been checking out?
Well, Brad, I'm glad you brought that up because out of all the dudes I know, Brad, you're the dude who gives me the best and hottest and latest tips for what apps I should go and check out. Every time you suggest one, I check it out, and I usually end up keeping it.
Nice.
So a while ago, you told me to check out Flipboard.
Flipboard, yep.
And ShowYou.
ShowYou, yep.
And I think they're beautiful. I use Flipboard a fair amount now. I use ShowYou. I check it out now and then, and I show people because I think it's a beautiful use of the technology. But Flipboard is not only beautiful use of the technology that is the iPad, but it's actually beautiful to use. It's very user friendly and perfect for what I am into. I have a Twitter account and a Facebook account, and I'm into a bunch of the magazines that they offer there. So to make the iPad into an actual magazine, which is totally tailored to my likes and interests and what I'm into, it's just absolutely genius, and I love it. So Flipboard, big thumbs up for that. Well done. Good tip, brother.
Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, no, Flipboard's a great application. I hear that's coming to the iPhone too, so if you got an iPhone, get that app. I'm not sure how well it will go on the iPhone, but I think the iPad, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that will be tiny on your iPhone.
It would be.
Unless you're a tiny person, in which case it would probably seem quite normal.
Yeah,
like if you're exactly. If you're the size of an elf or a fairy, then that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. Very awesome. Yep.
That's it, dude.
Yeah, that's it.
But I got a cool tip from my little brother the other day. He's a Gen Y person, so okay. he understands stuff before I do because I'm Gen X. He goes, check out Planetary, right? And that's an app for your iPad, which is a thing for playing your music with. Have you seen Planetary?
No, I haven't seen that one, mate.
Dude! Go and download it now.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it while we're talking.
I'll check
it
out.
Have you got your iPad there?
Yes, I do.
Steve, you haven't got an iPad, have you?
I've got an iPhone, though.
You can't use this on iPhone. You can go for a wee break, if you like, while we talk. Terry. Brad and I will just talk about this.
Terry. Oh, okay, here we are. I'll get that now.
Planetary, dude. All right, let me explain it for you, Steve, and for anyone else who hasn't had a go of it yet. What it is it looks like you're looking at the night sky. There's a whole bunch of stars in a universe and a little circle around all the stars with the letters of the alphabet. You click on one of those letters of that alphabet and it will bring up all the bands that you have in your iTunes as if they're stars in the galaxy. You can move the galaxy around by touching the screen on the iPad and change your view of the galaxy, and then you can choose one of the stars in the galaxy, which is one of the bands. Say you go to Beastie Boys, you click on Beastie Boys, all your Beastie Boys albums come up as planets in a little solar system. You click on one of the albums and all the songs come up as like moons around the planet. And then you click on a song and the moon orbits around the planet, leaving a trail behind it, which is the track length. It's just all it is a way to play your music, which looks beautiful. And I just think there's no purpose for it other than it looks beautiful. And I think it's a lovely analogy for what your iTunes library is. It's a little galaxy of music, and it's just, I think it's stunning use again of what the iPad can do just because it's sexy, as Apple always seems to do so beautifully. They make just normal stuff sexy. How good is that?
Looks pretty good, man. I'm actually at the moment, I've actually got no music on my iPad, so I can't actually use it.
Dude.
So at the moment, it looks pretty good. I'm just the interface looks pretty good. There's no interface,
I feel so left out.
It looks good. You know, you can actually hook that up to your TV, Dylan, and get this adapter thing, use a HDMI cable.
What?
And that will look pretty cool too.
HDMI cable?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's a cable you use to hook up to your TV. You get this adapter thing for your iPad, and you can show whatever's on your iPad on your TV.
I love cables.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Steve, go and get an iPad.
Yeah, go get an iPad, Steve.
I've got to. Yeah, I know a lot of people talking about it, and one of these days I'll break down and get one.
What about Apple TV? Have you got an Apple TV, Dylan?
No, shall I?
Yes, you should. Well, no, actually, no. You shouldn't get one because you should buy a Boxy Box instead.
You love Boxy Box.
I love them. They're great guys.
Do you know what I do with my iPad though? Which means I don't need an Apple TV or a Boxy Box yet.
Yep.
I watch all my TV shows that I love on my iPad in my bed.
But what about in the lounge room though?
I don't watch them. I want to watch them in my bed.
Can't you use like the HDMI cable from the iPad to your TV and watch it?
Hell yeah! But it would. I don't think the.
Well, actually, if you had a if you had an Apple TV, you can actually use AirPlay on your iPad. So if you're using the Show You app, and you had an Apple TV, you can actually play whatever you're playing on your iPad on your TV if you had an Apple TV.
I've got to get an Apple TV.
Well, yeah, if you want to, but I recommend.
Boxy box.
But I personally reckon the boxy box depends how much. Depends what you want to do. It's each to one person. You know, it depends.
Yeah, dude. But I'm very attracted to Apple because it's easy to use.
It is very easy to use
for relatively computer illiterate humans like myself.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, I watch like ABC in Australia. Steve is the station that I watch the most of, and so all my favourite programs seem to be on there. And what's it called when you watch? What's it called when you watch TV on your thing? What's it called? Hang on. I'll bring it up on my thing. ABC iView.
iView. Yep, that's a good app.
Dude, because I love Doctor Who. I love Angry Boys.
I love that show. Angry. Oh, that's so funny. That show. Angry Boys.
What's iView?
iView. It's how I watch ABC shows. So it's a beautiful interface, as I heard Brad say before. It looks very nice. It works very beautifully. I think out of all the Australian TV apps, this is probably the sexiest one, even though I work at Channel 10. Channel 10 don't seem to have one for the iPad. It's just a tiny one for your iPhone.
That sucks. They need to make one.
Actually, I know. I've got to speak to someone.
Yeah, you should.
It sounds like that's the Australian version of iPlayer for the UK, I think. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right there, Steve, yeah.
Is iPlayer for all different stations or channels or just one?
Just one. BBC.
Just
one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. One?
But you know,
can we use that in Australia?
No, we can't. No.
Boo!
I know. But seriously, just on a side note, Recovery TV, that was one hell of a good show, wasn't it?
That was the greatest. That was the start of everything.
It was.
That was a show on ABC back in mid 90s until the late 90s that I was involved in and yeah. Brad watched because he had very good taste.
Oh yeah, very cool TV show. Is that going to come back directly anytime soon? Will that come back?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a lot of people ask like Steve, it was a rock and roll show, so all the bands would come on and it was on in the morning from 9 till 12 and it was live, fully live, no delay or anything. So anything that happened just went to air. And because it was the morning, we had to try and keep it clean, but the bands were bands, and so none of them had been to bed usually. They'd all come straight from a gig and stank of alcohol and were chewing their gums a little bit too much often as well. So it was hilarious trying to keep it clean in a morning context. But those were the good old days of rock and roll. That was pre-mobile phones, pre-internet. That was the only way you could actually, for a lot of kids out in the outback or whatever who couldn't come into the cities to catch gigs, that was the only way you'd find out about what was new in music. So it was a really important show for its time, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if it would fit in today's environment necessarily. I think a lot of people say you should bring it back. But I mean, obviously, if I was the boss of TV, I would have a go at bringing it back. But obviously, I'm not the boss of TV, and so my wishes fall on deaf ears. And so I don't think it'll ever come back. And I'd be afraid to bring it back in case it sort of destroyed the magic that it was back then. I think what I'd prefer to do is, which we have been working on, trying to make happen sometime in the near future, is just to get a DVD out of some of the greatest moments.
Oh, so people, definitely. That would be great.
You know, so people who loved it can reminisce. And there's a lot of bands that came out from that era, which is still going strong today, and I would say that Recovery had a lot to do with them getting the exposure and the confidence and, you know, the chops to be able to keep on going and make a living out of it. So, you know, it was a grand golden era for music and music television. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't think Recovery will come back, but I think it's probably about time that we did an updated version, not called Recovery, but an updated version of some kind of show, some kind of forum for live music, because, I mean, working on Video Hits is fantastic because I still get to keep in contact with bands and chat to them and do all that kind of stuff as I do with radio. But we play clips because that's what seems to be important in the market at the moment. Live gigs are a different thing, you know. Pub gigs and stuff have gone out of vogue for a while. But I do think that I've been crossing my fingers for 10 years now that the renaissance will happen when, you know, it gets back to being live again. But I do think that there's a resurgence in the need for some kind of realness in music again. And I think, you know, things like the folk music explosion, which has happened over the last year or so, is an example of, you know, it's an indication that that's becoming, you know, a requirement for people again. They want to feel connected to the people making the music again. They don't want to feel like it's gone through so many filters and machines and auto-tunes and producers that the person who sang the song has nothing to do with what you're hearing on the radio anymore. I think people are wanting to reconnect and get real again. There's so much technology now that I think we've come full circle, and technology is useful, but now we need to go, you know, use that technology for technological things, but get back to, if you're making music, you don't have to just purely rely on technology. You want to see the human element, which is what music's supposed to be about.
Yeah, exactly. So you reckon if someone offered you a hosting job on Recovery that and if the show did come back, would you do it?
Oh shit, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love to be involved in a revolution like that. So of course I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that, you know, I've got to be real about the current environment and the context in the world as it is at the moment and whether or not it would work. And I'd love to give it a go, though. Even if it didn't work, there'd be dudes who would dig it regardless, and the bands would dig it.
Yeah, exactly. What about even just an internet show?
Well, that's it, you know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Something's got to happen, bro. I mean, I've been saying it for years, but it does feel more than ever like the time is right, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think. So let's keep our fingers crossed, brother. We'll
see what happens. Yeah. Anyway, what else has been happening? New Beastie Boys album came out not long ago. What do you think about that, dude?
Oh, I've been hanging for that for so long. Thank you, Beastie Boys, for at last releasing it. Part two, Hot Sauce Committee, part two. Where's part one? We'll deal with that later. But part two's just, mate, from the time I put that album on loudly in my car, I got it, you know, got it sent to me at work, you know, early. Put it on in my car. I got goosebumps all over my entire body. It makes me so happy. It's just genius again. They can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. They're that ingrained in my psyche that everything they touch turns to absolute gold. It's beautiful to hear them again. It's unreal to hear because they seem so familiar. They're like friends. And so when I hear their voices in new material, it's like, oh, I haven't heard this conversation before. I haven't heard this before. It's just, it makes me absolutely cry with joy. What about you? What do you reckon, Brad?
I love it, man. It's a great album. Great album. That's great stuff. I love all the songs on there. I play it all the time.
Yeah, that's it. Steve, have you got it yet?
No. It's just strange. It's like lately I've been getting different types of music now. When I was growing up, you know, I was, you know, heavy into the, you know, the heavy metal, rock music.
Van Halen.
I still like that kind of music, but now I've been getting into like jazz and, you know, different types. I haven't heard Beastie Boys in a long time, though.
You loved License to Ill, their first album, didn't you?
Yeah. I liked their music on that one. I haven't listened to it in quite a while, though, any of their newer stuff.
That mate, License to Ill was the first tape I ever bought. Respect!
Wow.
Respect! Yeah, when I was in my one of my bands called the Brown Hornet, we used to try and cover a song off that record called Paul Revere. I didn't really know the lyrics properly because we didn't have the internet for me to steal the lyrics, so I just sort of inserted what I thought was in there. But it was a crowd pleaser.
Cool, man, good stuff.
What you want me to do a bit?
Go ahead.
Now here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock MCA and me, Mike D. We had a little hussy named Paul Revere. Just a me and my hussy and a cart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand, sheriff's passes on my tail cause I'm in demand. Yeah, in your face, bitches. That's it.
Waka waka waka.
Yeah, that's it. Woo!
Fresh. Can you rap any Eminem, Dylan?
I can't do Eminem. Can you?
No, I can't. I can't rap for shit, dude. What about any other? Who else can you rap?
Well, the first rap I actually consciously learnt was a Public Enemy rap. When I got that, I learnt that because when we had the vinyl of "It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back," in the inner sleeve it had all the lyrics printed. So me and my little brother Quinn used to sit down and try and learn them, even though we had no idea what we were talking about. What's a Farrakhan? Of course, I've looked into that since then and found out what the hell I was talking about. And it's pretty heavy stuff. But back when I was 13 years old, I had no idea what it was all about. But Don't Believe the Hype was the first one I learnt off the lyric sheet.
Good song.
Shit, yeah. Back. I got you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this. I bring all the rubble of the level because I'm living low next to the bass. Come on, turn up a radio. That's it. How good is my bass? You love it.
Bass is good, man. It's very cool.
Bass! Bass!
Hey, can you bebop? you know, you can do all the instruments with your...
Did you say bebop? That's a jazz term, brother.
Beatbox.
I can do a pretty shitty beatbox, but you know it gets me by. It gets me by. Here it is. Ready? Bass! That was shit.
That's good.
But I had some interesting noises in there.
That's pretty good. Very good.
Thanks. There's a little techno noise I put in there that I invented myself.
I just can barely do the record scratch. Wanka, wanka, wanka. <That's it.
laughs> Wacka, wacka, whack. That's good.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you, Steve? Now, what about you, Steve? You're into sort of old music, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, I was kind of like stuck in the 80s because when, you know, I went into the military about like 1988. So, you know, I was so busy transitioning between different duty stations that, you know, I kind of lost track with the music scene. And then, you know, probably until, you know, almost till I got out, and then I started getting back into music more. And so, you know, I was kind of stuck in the 80s, so I had to get used to some of the new alternative music and other music that's been out recently.
Dude, Steve, did you like Alice Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Poison, yeah, he came out with, well, of course, now it's pretty old.
Did you like Bad Religion?
Let me see. Shoot. I mean, I don't know Alice Cooper that much, but I know some of his older songs.
Did you like Danzig?
Danzig I haven't heard a whole lot of, unfortunately.
I'm just saying these bands because these bands are all bands who are playing with Van Halen at Soundwave Revolution in Australia. I was going to say you should get your ass over here, but maybe darn. Just wait for Van Halen to play near you.
Yeah.
Oh, Steel Panther are playing. Have you seen Steel Panther?
Never heard of them.
YouTube it.
Okay. I'll check it out after the show, mate. So what else has been happening, Dylan? What else are we going to talk about? Any other?
Well, dude, what about the 3DS, which 3DS. Has changed my world?
Yeah, okay. What's changed?
It's changed for the better because now I've had a little glimpse of what the future is going to be like, and the future looks bright, my man. I was into it. I think last time I chatted with you guys, I had a little go of it at the launch of the Nintendo 3DS, but I hadn't had a proper chance to play with it properly. So now I've got one in my hot little hands, and it's just a tiny little unit that's chock-a-block full of potential. And we haven't seen its full awesome power that this mothership will have yet, because they're sort of leaking little bits and pieces out gradually. But like they've given a thing where you can upload a 3D video and have a look at that, which is nice. So cool. I know that in the future they're going to be releasing some more 3D films, full feature length ones, TV episodes as well that you can watch on there. So that's a little glimpse of what's to come. The augmented reality in there is absolutely ridiculous, where you stick a little, you got a little like a playing card thing you stick on the table in front of you or on your hand, and then you look at the playing card through your 3DS. And out of the playing card, characters pop out in 3D, like Mario or Zelda or whatever, and sit there on your hand. Or there's a dragon game where you shoot the dragon and stuff, which is sitting on your hand or on your table or on your bed or on your knob or wherever you want to put the little playing card. It's crazy. And then it's got the 3D camera on the front, which has got two cameras, and you can take photographs in 3D. I went to the Logies a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, set up the back of the Logies there and got a bit drunk responsibly and took photos in 3D of the whole event. But I can't show anyone unless I've got my 3DS, so that's a little bit of a shame. Until we can get some kind of sharing forum on the internet, I have to just keep them to myself. But
well, can you actually, them photos, you can actually email them to people or not?
I don't think so. I know I've seen some people talking about it in their blogs and stuff that if you take the memory card out of the 3DS and then just upload your photos off it onto your computer, they come out in 2D. So it just uses one of the cameras as images instead of the two images. But I'm sure that soon there'll be a way to share that stuff, because at the moment you can only view them on your 3DS because that's got that magic screen that requires no glasses. It's just it's just the amazing 3D screen up the top on the top of the flip-out thingamabob.
Okay.
But I can tell you having a 3DS at the Logies was awesome, not only because I could take 3D photos of stuff, but because when it got really boring, I played the fighting game on there. Woo!
Cool.
Sick.
Wicked, man. How was the Logies, just as an off-topic thing?
It was, you know, it was I don't know. It was, the food was quite nice. They had some nice entertainment. I think the host did a good job. The guests were fine. I mean, it's fine. I guess it's a bit exciting. I always tend to leave before the end of those things, and I never make it to the after party. I just feel like being at home more than there, I suppose. But
oh, yeah. Fair enough.
I think next time I go, I might try and party a little bit more. I just, you know, I like to get back to my little daughter and my wife and hang out there rather than with a bunch of dudes I don't really know that well. It is nice in some ways because it is a lot of the people who go to those things I've worked with before, and so it's nice to see sort of, you know, friends that you've made along the way in the career and stuff.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's a good part of it. Yeah, the food was genuinely awesome. It was pretty awesome food for one of those events.
Yeah, sure.
They had, like, beef cheek. Who eats cheek except posh people?
What the hell
That's
is that?
That's great fun to eat cheek.
What is that?
It's the cheek of a cow.
Oh, yuck. That's disgusting.
I know. It sounds disgusting. Well, you eat the arse of a cow.
Yeah, that's true. Rump roast, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Ass.
Ham.
Ass cheeks. Ham.
Yeah, we are eating nasty. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, it's very tender, beef cheeks.
Mm. Anyway, Dylan, we've got a question for you on Facebook, mate. Bob wants to know, he says, why do you make kick-ass funny intros?
Well, that's a great question. Because Brad asks me to.
Exactly. I don't know why he asked that, but anyway.
How about because people need more humor in their lives, so
exactly.
That's what Dylan does.
Oh, bless. Yes. No, I I don't know how to make any other kind of intro.
I'm sure if other people would ask you to do intros, I'm sure you would do it, wouldn't you? I'm sure you wouldn't say no. Or
oh, it depends if they ask nicely. You ask very nicely,
yeah,
Brad.
Yeah, thanks, man. And I'm sure Steve, if he wanted an intro too, he probably would do.
I was thinking, you know,
Dylan would do it.
About want? Before in the past, you know, getting like one of those old radio intro things. Well, I need a new intro for Saturday.
Well, Steve, explain to Dylan what you do. Actually, just a brief sort of rundown on what you do, Steve.
I kind of do a tech show on Wednesday, and then Saturday is kind of open chat. Sometimes we do other things, so. I do have like a video audio intro that I do for Wednesday show, but I don't have anything for Saturday out, you know, because it's not really tech. So I need something, you know, something else. But
dude, hit me up with a Facebook message or an email or whatever, and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, we can get that going. And
the great thing about that offer is if you send me a request and then I send you an intro and you think, man, that's shit house, you don't even have to use it and I won't even be offended.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to use it.
How good is that kind of offer, though? It's great. It's no strings attached, brother.
So I guess, do you do a lot of intros or for other?
No, just Brad.
Oh, just Brad. Oh, wait a minute. Was that the one he just played your intro?
Yes, yeah. It was.
Yeah, at first I thought when he played it earlier, like, damn, that thing sounds like, you know, it's you know, like it was broken or something, but I guess you did that on purpose. I was like, what's wrong with that
thing?
Yeah,
I played it by accident.
Take webcast. It sounded like a broken robot, didn't it?
Yeah.
I meant
that. That's like, oh, yeah, I figured it out after he played the whole thing. I was like, wow. Yeah.
That was artistic.
It was very artistic. It's pretty cool, man. And what else, Dylan, you been up to, mate? Any other tech stuff you've been checking out?
I guess the biggest thing on all tech nerds' heads, including myself at the moment, on our minds is the fact that PlayStation got hacked.
It did. It did indeed.
What's up with that? I thought I could trust PlayStation. I gave them all my details. I even sent them a photo of my dick because they asked for it. Maybe that was someone else. Maybe that was the hacker. I didn't do that. I wish I didn't say that. But I couldn't believe that they, this trusted thing, they're like a parent. They're like a policeman. I trust them so much. They get hacked. So I rang the bank nervously and said, dudes, I've got to shut down my card. And they said, dude, don't worry about it. We will promise you won't get anything stolen. And if you do get anything stolen, we will totally refund anything that was stolen. We're onto it. We can't shut down everyone's card that's nervous from this. Otherwise, we'd be shutting down pretty much 20 million cards or whatever. So I got the assurance from the bank that they were going to fix this. And I just got another email from PlayStation, I think today, saying, don't worry, we'll give you some free games when we get it up and running again.
That's a bit unfair. I reckon they should have gave you more than one free game or whatever it is. They should
have I want a massage or something.
Or free another more money or something.
Yeah, money. Money. God damn it. iPads.
Yeah, iPad.
actually, the same thing almost happened to me. It was like I got this letter through the mail, and it was at first I thought it was just some person wanting money, like a scam or something. And I seen it in the newspaper that was the Texas comptroller. Texas is the state I live in, and supposedly they listed secure information they're not supposed to release, where people could actually go on the internet and view it somehow. Didn't secure it or something. I'm like, oh damn, which is not good, not a good thing.
No, dude, exactly. These things you think you can trust, you got to be wary of this new technology stuff as well as embracing it.
Exactly, exactly.
That's the moral of today's show, I think.
Yep, sure is, mate.
So like you reckon, an Aesop fable.
So you reckon you'll ever get it? So you're doing radio at the moment, Dylan. So you ever get into, like, when you leave radio, you ever get into any sort of internet sort of thing?
Well, my dream for the future, Brad, is to embrace all technologies and then combine them into one. I think that's definitely where we're headed. You know, the TV, the radio, the internet, all should be one thing. It's all. Sure. I want to have a TV show that streams live on the internet whilst streaming live on radio, so that anyone, no matter how they're experiencing the show, can be involved. I'd love it to be live, so that if you're ringing up and you're in Alaska and you're listening to it on your, you know, internet radio, or if you're in Melbourne, you're listening to on local radio, or you're watching it on TV in London, then you can ring up and go, dude, I'm just watching your show, or I'm hearing your show, and I think you should do this, or I reckon this, or whatever. I'd love to have that kind of combining of all technologies and instant accessibility, and really utilizing technology for what it can be. So that's my dream for the future, and it's been my dream for the future for the past 15 years.
Well, maybe you should get onto it, mate.
Word. Something will happen eventually, bro. Maybe. I'll keep pushing it.
Exactly, mate. And you enjoy using Facebook?
Oh, look, it's a new experience for me to use it as a work tool.
Yep.
So because I'm quite anal, I feel like I need to respond to and check out every single thing that someone sends me. So it can be a little bit time-consuming when dudes go, check out my shit band. And I, okay, so I do. I check out the shit bands. I check out the good bands. I read every single comment. I like most comments.
Yeah, you do. Unbelievable. Yeah,
that's just to sort of show that I've read it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's some dudes who are a little bit weird. And one guy kept on asking me to send a photo of my knob. And
yeah, there's one guy. Yeah, what was his name? There was some dude on there who was really weird, and I told him to
Dan.
Fuck off. Yeah, I told him to F off. And
yeah, you did. Yeah, I did. I just deleted him as a friend. I thought, no, he just wouldn't stop. I thought at one or two times it was funny, but then he kept on going, and I thought, you're actually creepy. So
yeah.
Delete.
Yeah, that's the one.
Delete, mofo. Dirty man.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it. It's very fascinating to have that kind of instant connection with dudes who are listening, or, you know, dudes who are interested in stuff I've done in the past, or, you know, I try and keep my work one separate from my actual real friends, because it's a little bit dangerous when my real life bleeds into my work life.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like to keep my family stuff private from all that or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it's good. It's an amazing tool, and I think I'm having fun utilizing it.
For sure, mate, for sure. All right, well, that's about it. Do you want to add anything else before we go? It's been 30 minutes, and that's sort of a good thing. Steve, any last words, mate, before we go?
Oh, say goodbye to Buddy.
Yep. Where can they find you, Steve, on the interweb?
Oh, you can find me on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude.
Okay.
And you find I got my YouTube channel as well. I think you do a search. I think it's Linux Cool Dude.
Linux Cool Dude. And you're just putting some. You just got some new internet yesterday, Steve.
Yeah. Well, actually, today, which is G-Tech. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to like to broadcast live, but everything else seems to work, though.
Oh, okay. And that's good speed, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, it's quite a bit faster than the one I'm using now, until I get it upgraded, fixed, or whatever.
All right. Okay, cool, man. And you can find me on Twitter at Brad Olds and Tech Webcast and Facebook, same thing. Dylan, where can they find you, mate?
At my house, having a beer.
All right, what's the address?
Oh, no, no, no. Or if you want to find me on the interweb,
yep.
I've got a Twitter, which is the worst Twitter name in the world, which is _Dylan_Lewis_. Okay. Idiot! Worst name ever. But there's also I've got Facebook, and that's Dylan Lewis, spelt D-Y-L-A-N.
Yep.
Lewis, spelt L-E-W-I-S.
What about a YouTube channel? Do you make videos, like any sort of tech sort of videos? Oh, you know what I should do? I should get you onto doing some tech review videos for us.
All right, dude. Do it.
All right.
I've got some things up. If you just YouTube my name, some things come up. And I'm not the little kid who's a skater. That's not me. I'm the other one.
Okay. Can you skateboard?
I have a longboard. I'm not very good at it, but I enjoy it.
Okay, cool, man. We might actually do that. Well, we should. I'll send you a message in the next few days, and I'll see if I can send you out some stuff, man.
Hook that shit up.
What are you into? What do you want to review?
Free stuff.
iPad cases and stuff.
Sure, anything.
All right, I'll see what I can do. I reckon you'd be cool doing that sort of stuff.
Thanks, Brad.
And Steve, we're going to do a giveaway too, aren't we, Steve? Next couple of weeks.
My Skype, wow.
We're going to do a giveaway, aren't we? You said you want to do a giveaway about
Skype's act very wonky.
Yeah, we're going to do a giveaway on for your Apple TV's thing.
Oh, sick. Yeah,
that's for his show to get more YouTube people in there and stuff.
Yeah, sick. Well, dudes, it's been a pleasure and an honor being on with you guys.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for having me.
All good. And any last words to them before we go, mate? You want to give us a small little wrap before we go? Because I love the wraps you do.
Well, what about this? Some dude in America, a pastor, said the world was going to end tomorrow. So that's a shame.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's not very good news.
No, it's not.
Oh, I should have ended with a rap when you asked me to.
Yeah, you should have. Anyway, this has been episode 126. Dylan, thanks, man. You're a legend.
Thank you.
Thank you, and see you tomorrow, and speak to you on Facebook, mate.
Cheers, bro. Bye, Brad. Bye, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Bye, mate.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
Another geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.